I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. Pugs are, just from reading your book, apparently they are a little maintenance heavy.
Well, yes and no. I mean, they can be. You just never know. Some are quite easy and don't have health issues. Some do, and they don't have, like a lab, this natural desire to please. They're companion animals, and they're very jovial. They have this just joy and hilarity to them, but they also can be stubborn little buggers. And then, I mean, just the reality, he was in a cage outdoors for 3 years, so he was not housebroken, and he was a little stud, which doesn't help anything. So we brought him to our new and, shining new house, and he quickly did his damage. He was a little – so it was complicated. He was a lot of work, and that's life. Sometimes the things we need most, they require effort and commitment. He's sitting here beside me in my study and just snoring. And I could never have imagined how much joy this silly little dog would bring me, what a difference he would bring for me.
Because I think you were assuming you were doing this for your daughter, right? This wasn't for you or for the whole family, right?
Yeah, and I also thought, I thought the fire was going to teach me about God's presence, and I'd been really thinking about, in a very practical and tangible way, what God being Emmanuel, God with us, what that means. And I really thought after the fire that I was going to learn. Going into it, I thought I knew what I was going to learn. And God felt really far away when we were rebuilding. And it was incredibly painful. And then just one of the great humbling of my life is that God, this silly little dog, this not entirely housebroken dog, carried God to me. Brought hope and a lot of healing and a lot of joy. And it doesn't sound very spiritual. It doesn't sound very profound. But God uses the small things, and God uses the weak things of this world. And we saw that in this.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.